Hello,
hi.
Sarah.
Nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Come on in.
Thank you.
This is where we'll be working today. This is the studio.
Well, my name is Laura Field, and Spoken Word Studio is a business I began about 7 years ago, focusing on helping people to speak more clearly and more expressively.
Oh, fantastic. So how did you actually become like a voice coach? How did it start out?
Well, this has evolved, and I have developed my training as I've gone along. I started because I was a drama teacher in a comprehensive school, and I noticed when students were taking GCSE exams, a lot of them couldn't speak clearly enough or project their voices enough to be heard effectively, and they would be acting brilliantly, but their speech was really marring their performances. So I thought, well, I used to take Lambda exams when I was younger. I'm going to start a business taking Lambda for children, taking Lambda exams. And so I did, and it's been successful.
So what are the most popular services that you offer clients?
I would say it's divided into two categories, because youth training tends to be about taking speech and drama exams. Then for adults, really having the confidence to speak clearly and speak expressively seems to be the main area that people want help with.
Hello, Sarah. Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Today. How was your journey?
Yeah,
here?
Brilliant, thanks.
Good. Now, you said that you'd like to improve your spoken English and your spoken communication skills. What's prompted this?
I think I use a lot of slang terminologies, but I can be very conscious and use better wording, but then usually I just slip into saying stuff like I think or thought or like stuff like that. I just don't think I pronounce my words very well as well.
Sarah, you've got a really good level of self-awareness.
Yeah.
So tell me what you read.
I'm not much of a reader really.
Okay.
Magazines once in a while.
Right. So you know what I'm going to say, don't you?
I probably articulate with books a bit more.
Read
works, yeah.
Read. Because that's where vocabulary, that expressions, emotions, situations comes from. That's how we build a bank of vocabulary. So we'll begin with consonants, because it's a lovely, easy way to begin. So before we do any kind of speech exercise, we've got to achieve some physical relaxation. Okay, because we hold a lot of tension. And there are very, very simple stretching exercises where you take your arms up, stretch your arms really straight with the arms. Good, lovely stretch, nice straight fingers, and look up. Look up at the ceiling. We're going to make some funny faces, right? And we really want to move our jaw around, scrunch our face up. That's right. Really good. You're doing a great job with that. Absolutely marvellous. We won't put that one on Facebook.
Why do you think the way we speak is so important?
Well, you can imagine seeing a very attractive person in front of you, maybe at the desk of a business you walk into, and then they open their mouths and you can't understand what they're saying. You have to say, excuse me, can you speak up? Sorry, could you say that again? Or their manner of speaking is rather off-putting and doesn't make you feel relaxed and comfortable. They've just lost any advantage they have. Now, maybe most of us won't fit into that category of being immediately a very attractive person. So what we have are our pleasant faces, our smiles, our positive body language, and our voices to communicate with. And these are the main things, and they're all linked. So if you can't speak in a positive, warm, or constructive manner, which is clear and communicates what you need to communicate, then you probably can't achieve what you want to achieve out of that interaction, whether it's social or professional. Okay, so we're going to just work on these vowel sounds at the moment, so you can understand how open your mouth has to be for the different vowel sounds. So the first one we're going to do is, we'll go for a long A. Hey, a nice breath. Oh, isn't that lovely? What a lovely sound. I did notice your THs, which is also a feature of your accent. That's something that we'll need working on. So I just want to check, because sometimes people can make their TH sounds when asked to do so at the beginning of a word. So if I asked you to say this with your tongue between your teeth at the beginning.
This.
You can do it.
This, yeah.
So that's something that you're going to need to practice if you want to clarify your speech so that your Fs and your THs don't get muddled up.
Apart from, you know, obviously when you work with clients, apart from the change in their voice and the way they speak, what are the other kind of positive attributes people get?
It's confidence. It's knowing that they can go out into all kinds of different social situations and communicate clearly. Because listening becomes part of the exercise, as you can imagine. Because once you start to focus on speaking, you have to focus on listening to what is said as well, and to hearing sound and spoken language in a different way. It makes you more receptive to what somebody else is saying and how they're saying it. So your own awareness of your own voice helps you listen to others. This increased awareness is very, very helpful in many situations. Sarah, would you like to just practice that line again, and then that will be the final exercise of the day, and then you can take it home and practice it.
A single solid silver sifter sifts sifted sugar.
Apart from sifts, you had got everything else right, and your mouth was really opening a lot more.
Yeah.
It's really clear, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And you were separating the words beautifully.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been great help today. Thanks very much, and I'll practice some more.
Thank you. I think you will. You've been a really willing student. Thank you so much for cooperating and being prepared to do such uncomfortable things initially. I think it's paid off.
Oh, thank you so much.